Random thought. Why do people waste money on a first date?
But do they really waste money on a first date?
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts, first of many Random Thought Live episodes. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
All first of first and first and only.
Nah, I got a feeling that we're going to keep this going. This is our first live doing our regular show. So I think this is going to be a thing.
Yep. Okay. Well, you know, this is a good one, too, because here's the thing that we've always kind of said this, right? You know, send us your random thoughts and we'll talk about it in the regular show. And here we are. We promised the regular shows would come back. And we are here. And the first one comes from, come to find out, it's Baby Doll, who's always in the live chat, right? And she said, hello, Yachty and Terrell. My name's Terry. I'm from North Carolina. I'm a fan of the podcast. I tune into the live streams on YouTube faithfully and comment in the chat. I enjoy hearing your perspectives and views, especially on relationships. I've been seeing a lot of content online about women's standards for the first date. I hear a lot of women say they spend money to buy a new outfit, get their hair and nails done for the first date. As a woman, a black woman, gonna make sure to point that out, I personally find it silly to spend hundreds of dollars on aesthetics when it's, one, only the first date, and two, I might not want to see you again after the first date if the date goes sour. So, my question to you is, and this is like a, is it a three or four part? Yeah, three part question. Should women spend money on new clothes, hair, and nails on the first date? What about the men? Is it a good idea for a man to take a lady to a nice restaurant on the first date? And what do you guys think are good first date ideas / places? This is my random thought for you guys. So we're going to break this down and we're going to take it question at a time. Right.
Yep. Baby Doll, we got you. Thank you for submitting that question. This is great. And so we're excited to talk about this.
And you can always send yours too as well. rgrtpod@gmail.com. All right. You ready to tackle this thing? Let's start from the first one.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see here. From the first question, which is, should women spend money on new clothes, hair, and nails on the first date?
So, my opinion.
Is that how we're going to preface it all?
Yeah. My opinion. Yeah. So, I don't think they should spend new clothes because whatever they wear, it's new to him. Mm-hmm. He's not seen it before. So, I don't think you have to go spend money on new clothes. Mm-hmm. Now, I struggle with the hair and nails because to me, that should be a part of your normal self-care, not just something you do on a date.
Right.
Because if I hear that somebody like, I'm going to get my hair and nails done only because I have a date, I'm like, what do you like when you're not having dates? And maybe that's why you're not having dates.
Well, the question you're also going to ask, so did you shave and wax too? I need to know how this date's going to go.
Well, I mean, I get a haircut every Saturday, not because I have a date planned for the week. It's just that's what I do for myself.
It's your routine.
And so I think keep your hair and nails good for you, not just because you're going on a date. But no, I don't think you should spend a whole lot of money on clothes or an outfit for a first date, because whatever you have in your closet, unless he's a creepy stalker, he's never seen it before.
I like Chrissy says, exactly what Chrissy says. He's never seen my clothes. Why am I buying new ones? This is the same rationale I use for vacation. Those people haven't seen my clothes, so I'm taking what I have.
Yeah.
Women buy 42 new swimsuits to go on vacation because they've seen them before.
Well, but here's what it is. Here's what I think it is, actually.
What?
It's not the fact that it's the clothes. Mm-hmm. It's the pictures. You can't post a picture of what you had on. So, for example, I posted a picture of me in one of my suits on IG. But I made sure when I went to a conference, I wore that same suit 5 days later, but there were no pictures. And those people don't follow me on IG. So if you're going to go on vacation and you're taking pictures, that's why you got to mix it up, because you don't want to post the same outfits.
And it makes sense for those who worry about that. There's a reason why I buy plain jeans and not the ones with the designer stuff, so you can't tell when I wear it again.
Your bedazzled, jeans?
I remember that stain. I saw that before. Why are you looking at my jeans so hard? Kitty does say, though, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So, but do you need new clothes to make a first impression? And like Charles says, you got to kind of have your... you know, your hair and nails done anyway, right? Like James also says that. He says, my wife says, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So she's fly on the normal. And that's the way she tells you, I am going to have this this expense for upkeep. James, don't ask.
Well, but see, I know as I'm dating or trying to date, I like women that do that. Because there's just a level of pride you have about yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, there's a difference of, I dress like this regularly and I care about how I look, but there's nothing worse than that person that I'm just going to the grocery store. I'm like, yeah, but take the bonnet off, do something. You don't have to get all dressed up, go to the grocery store, but just act like you care about yourself when you leave the house.
Don't act like you're trying to piss off Monique in the airport, coming in your house slippers and bonnet. I don't know why, it irks the crap out of me every time. And I don't care whether old, young, I don't want to see y'all. In the grocery store with your bonnet on. I'm just saying.
My biggest turnoff is thong, flip-flops, and socks. Mm-hmm. Or sandals and socks, and you're scooting your feet. You don't even pick it up. It's just that little scooch. That's annoying.
The scooch.
Yeah.
Matt says, but if your clothes don't look good anymore, they got to upgrade. But you should be upgrading anyway, right?
Right. Regularly. I mean, that's kind of what you should do if you can't. Right. And that's why, you know, you try to buy stuff, you take care of it the best you can. But when stuff starts to wear down, you upgrade it. But you don't upgrade it only because you have a date. And guys, exactly. too, you know, if you got crusty, holy jeans and whatever else, don't wait till somebody likes you to be like, well, I guess I gotta go buy some jeans. Like, you should care about right. that.
And Matt, I've got a question for you. What woman do you know that has said, I don't have anything to wear and doesn't have a full closet full of clothes? And some would steal the tags on them because they haven't worn them yet. I'll wait. By the way, Happy Gardner says, my single friends give most credit to guys who approach them in the Lowe's after they leave the gym. That's because they know you can fix some stuff.
I mean, and that's a valid point. But
great point.
I struggle with this because when I'm grocery shopping or if I'm in Home Depot, I always bring AirPods and I'm listening to comedy radio or music. I don't want to walk up to somebody and say, oh, filters, huh, for your AC? Me too. Hi, I'm Terrell. Nice to meet you. You know, or in the grocery store, it's like, oh, you like mangoes? Me too. How you doing? I'm Terrell. Nice to meet you. I just don't bother people while they're shopping. And I don't want to assume that they are singles just because they're by themselves. So I tend to not approach people in grocery stores or Lowe's or Home Depot.
Are you not doing like women do and checking to see how many groceries they're getting? Is that for one or two people? Because I've heard women say that. Like, girl, check and see how much. What's he getting? Is that for one or two people? Is it for family? Is he getting cereal? Leave him alone. The kids are home.
I don't really look into people's baskets, but I will say if I see boxes of diapers, I'm like, you know, probably not a tough person I probably want to reach out to. But I don't really peep at what people are buying. So, no, I just kind of get in my zone. Mind my business, because I've also heard many stories of women feeling like they've been creeped on while they're grocery shopping. And people have told me, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Matt did answer my question. He says, just my wife. She's the only one. Okay. So then we found the one woman on earth. When she says she has nothing to wear, that means she has nothing to wear. Hey, by the way, Toya C says, look, I can't stand people checking my car. Stay out of my business. Yeah, because people are nosy as hell. And they will kind of... And I can only assume it makes women feel, your favorite term, some kind of way. when somebody's looking to see what you're purchasing. Because it's not because you have personals in there. I mean, you know. But at the same time, it's, why are you looking?
Yeah, just want to walk by and be like, Vagisil, huh?
No fun this weekend, huh?
Gotcha. I'll catch you next week at the
grocery. I'll ask for your number next week. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Oh my God. By the way, High Vibe said, I met a guy at Barnes & Noble once upon a time. It was an interesting conversation. And I can see how that could turn into an interesting, because you're in a Barnes and Noble, there are books.
Right.
There's so many ways to go from there, right?
Right. Books, yeah, bookstore, I mean, that makes sense, mm-hmm. especially if they're reading the same author, mm-hmm. and that could just be a way to spark up conversation. I just think when people are grocery shopping, I was just always been told by more women to not do it mm-hmm. than the few exceptions who said, I met my boyfriend or husband when I was in the frozen food section at Whole Foods, and mm-hmm. we kicked up a conversation over organic tofu or some crap, you know, I don't know.
By the way, last thing first says, as we wrap up this question on should women spend money on new clothes, hair, nails on a first date, says people also like to dress sexy on dates, but not in everyday life. So they may need to shop. So, and I guess that also comes to how sexy are you dressing on the first date? Because what message are you trying to send on the first date?
Mm. Don't turn into... Pastor.
I'm just asking questions.
I don't think you have to dress sexy on a first date.
Right.
You know, I don't think you have to, I don't think that's it. It's just you're dressing like you're about to meet somebody, and you know, similar how you clean your house and all that when you're expecting company. Same as if you're going out, you'd probably just, you know, do a little something more than you would do if you were just gonna lounge around or, you know, go to the grocery store.
Yeah. By the way, Pink Butterfly said, my dad always would say to go to Home Depot or Lowe's, but during the week, said married men are trying to get away from their spouses on the weekends. Damn.
Wow. That's some wisdom.
Hey, Pink Butterfly, you need to ask your daddy some questions. What you trying to say, Dad? Is that why you weren't there on the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Well, look, second question was, is it a good idea for a man to take a lady to a nice restaurant on the first date? So, like, you're planning this date. You get the date, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
we already established that you don't need to get new clothes. It'll be new to him anyway. You should have your hair and nails done anyway. But, of course, if it's... time to get, you know, re-up, make sure you get the fill-in on the nails, hey, whatever, right? Because don't nobody want to watch the extra space in between while on the date. You're picking up your glass to take a sip of water and all I can see is Timbuktu, China. But so is it a good idea for a man to take a woman to a nice restaurant on the first date? And the question to you, Terrell, is it a good idea? And what is a nice restaurant?
Yes, it's a good idea. But I think that's the question is, what do you consider a nice restaurant?
I know what you like. You like Perry's. Are you taking her to Perry's on a first date?
Probably not Perry's on a first date. But so I think of restaurants I wouldn't go to. Mm-hmm. You know, your chains, like an Applebee's, Chili's, you know, Cracker Barrel, Texas Roadhouse, those would be a no for me. Now,
why, you don't like the peanuts on the floor of a Texas Roadhouse?
No, I don't want to step on the peanuts on the floor. But if I thought about a chain, I would say Outback. Outback mm-hmm. is a nice chain because Outback is a scratch kitchen. And I love that.
Hold up. I've heard you say this before, but it was in one ear, out the other, down the hall, down the steps. What is a scratch kitchen?
So a scratch kitchen is a restaurant that makes everything from scratch. So your ranch dressing, they make that. Mm. The whipped cream they put on desserts, they make that. The caramel, they make that. Like everything they make themselves is not something that they get from Sysco that they squeeze out of a box, package, heat it up. And that's what you see at normal chain restaurants. Outback doesn't do that. But Outback is still decent, had some decent service. There's not a lot of them as they used to be. But I would say between an Outback and a Perry's for me is what I would call nice.
Now, Sarah says a nice restaurant is a place with cloth napkins. How often and how well do they wash those cloth napkins? This sort of thing going through my mind. I'm just like...
Well, the nice restaurants do. Your Eddie V's, your all those Bob Steak Chop House. I mean, they actually wash the cloth napkins all the time. But I'd say somewhere in that category.
With the $30 to $40 entrees?
Well, it depends. I mean, and it's not about the price. I don't think that really dictates it's good, because I've paid a lot of money for something. I was like, this is average, you know, and I could have saved myself some money. So it's not always about the cost of the entree. Uh-huh. For me, it's about accessibility, right? Because if you're meeting for the first time, is it easy for both of you to get to?
There's
What is the atmosphere like? Is it loud? Is it more of a bar scene where you got to yell and talk? Is it a place that has caters to a lot of young children? You don't want to be like at a Chick-fil-A playscape and you're trying to have a conversation and there's all these kids running around, especially if they have kids and they're trying to get away from their young kids to go on a date. They don't want to see a bunch of other young kids.
You also got to make sure that if you take it to a fine dining restaurant where it's kind of quiet, that she's not loud or you're not loud. Because
you both like shouldn't be loud.
Yeah. So everybody in the restaurant, what the hell?
Yeah, you have her. You're sitting there cutting your steak. She's just talking about, so how long you been single?
If she cuts a steak like this. You might want to go to Applebee's. No. Now, High Vibe does say, be creative on the first date. Fine dining is meh. Like it's remember the movies was a cop out. It was an easy one. But fine dining, I mean, every place is expensive now. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's where it comes down to, like you say, the scratch kitchen is better. But Chrissy also says in here, it's only a good idea if he can comfortably afford it. If he can only afford it, if he thinks he's getting something in exchange, it's not a good idea. Great point.
It's a great point, but here's my question.
Okay.
How much, what's the word I wanted? What's your vetting process before you say yes to going on a date with somebody? Because I would think if you're asking enough questions and there's a lot of dialogue in between, you might have an idea of that. But it seems like, as I've noticed being on these dating apps, people just want to meet. They don't want to talk first.
Yeah.
And I think that's how you can get bamboozled, hoodwinked. Right. I'm old school. Pick up the phone. Let's talk to me for a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me ask you some questions. See if there's a vibe. Mm-hmm. And then that's good.
Make a laugh first. Make sure it's her real laugh.
Well, but I mean, I just think that's important. Even if you're meeting somebody online, excuse me, video chat.
Yeah.
Right. You can video chat.
Yeah.
If you have an iPhone, if they have an Android, well, then you probably shouldn't date them anyway. But. But I agree with High Vibe that I here's why I don't suggest doing fine dining. Uh-huh. That might not be what they like. Mm-hmm. Might not be their thing. And if that's your thing, hey, great. But just don't put somebody in that fine dining atmosphere if that's not their stick and it doesn't make them feel comfortable. You want them to be relaxed, feel comfortable, enjoy themselves. So it should be more about them than it is about you.
Happy Gardner says, my husband took me to a private dining club on our first date. They served sorbet between courses as a palate cleanser. We were 25 years old. I married him. Period.
And you should.
That young man knew what he was doing.
At 25, he knew what he was doing. I was in that, at 25, I was in that category that I can't afford those things. So at 25, I went to Applebee's. At 49, no, we're not doing that.
But that's exactly why Baby Doll asked, what's wrong with Applebee's on the first day?
So Baby Doll, for me, I worked at Applebee's for 10 years, seven years in operations, 3 years in recruiting. So I'm very knowledgeable about Applebee's, and it's not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. And it's a hard pass for me.
And not knocking Applebee's, but I remember I dated somebody who was a manager at Applebee's, not named Terrell, obviously. I just realized you literally just said that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, wait a minute, hold up. I came to Applebee's and ate that nasty food. But I just thought it was, never mind. We both have something against Applebee's. By the way, Pink Butterfly says, I asked the man to choose the restaurant. You don't know his finances.
True. But also let him know your standard. Because if he says, great.
That's a great point.
Yeah, let's go get a couple, was it 9 for $9.99 at McDonald's on the menu?
Yeah.
If he tries to take you there someplace you know you wouldn't go, let him know what your standard is. You don't have to say, you can say, hey, you pick, but I prefer these type of restaurants.
Right.
And if he can find something in that category, win-win.
By the way, I just want to point this out because Melissa was like, okay, Terrell, you know scratch. And if it's one thing when it comes to the restaurants, when it comes to cooking, I will always ask Terrell because he's done this for a long time, and I give him his credit. It's probably the only thing he knows, but I give him his credit.
That and recruiting. I know two things.
I drink and I know things. Mm-hmm. You know, the next question that came in here, and I think kind of just goes right along with what we were already talking about. What do you think are good first date ideas/places? Because people have even said in the chat, like, yeah, fine dining is meh. Think of something creative. Well, you know, like Melissa says, dinner and a movie. I pay for a movie, he pays for dinner. Depending on where he takes you for dinner, you may have paid more because these movies are expensive. And are you buying popcorn in the movie, or are you just paying for the ticket to get in? Because if he's paying for the popcorn, whew, he can't afford dinner after that.
Well, and I think this is why talking a bit comes in handy, because if you're talking to her and you're having some just regular good conversation of getting to know somebody outside of the what's your favorite color, what's your favorite food, begin to know them, you might get an idea of some things that they're into. And they might say something like, you know, yeah, I'm really competitive. Like, if we play ping pong, you're going to go down. Okay, great. Why not have your first date be at one of those game places where y'all can play some games? That way she's competitive, you're competitive, there's food, there's drinks. It's a win-win, but I think you got to find out a little bit about a person. I think if you're just trying to go blind and say, I'm going to come up with this date and ask somebody on it, what if that's not her thing? What if you say, hey, let's go hiking, and you're going to take her on some 7-mile hike, and she's, let's say, not athletic. And she's like, well, I didn't know we were doing this.
Or just lazy is what you
wanted
to say, but go ahead.
Well, no, but I mean, what if she, like, when I was in Seattle, the first time I hiked a mountain, those Snoqualmie Mountains in Seattle, I'm thinking we're just going to go through a hiking trail. I wasn't prepared to go up 4,000 feet. And I thought we were going to go up. This is going to take a couple hours. I'm going to get back to the hotel, shower, change. I'm going to be at the bar, watch the Saints game. No, we started at 9:30. We didn't summit to like 1:30 and didn't get down till 4. And so that was the whole day. And so on the way home, I was like, I need you to stop. I need to get some Epsom salt. I've never taken a bath in a hotel. I couldn't move. I just had to put the Epsom salt in there just soak. But I wasn't prepared for that. And that wasn't even a date. That was friends. So I just
were friends.
Yeah.
They were like, all right, I guess he's cool enough. We'll bring him back down from the mountain.
Yeah. But I mean, I think you if you're having some conversation, you can just get an idea of what they might like. And there's also nothing wrong with asking questions. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm trying to put together our first date. I'm a planner, and I know me, I am a planner. Mm-hmm. But I might say, hey, are there any particular foods you don't like?
Right.
So I can kind of take that off the table.
It's actually what Layla says. A gentleman would usually ask me about my favorite food or restaurant. Yeah. Now, here's the problem I have with this. Fellas, all true, y'all. How many times have you said, well, where do you like to eat? Or where do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? There's never a straight answer, right?
Yeah, but this is why you got to get good with your questions. There's a difference of where do you want to eat compared to are there any places you don't like? Any type of food you don't like? Is there anything you're in the mood for? Because they might be like, man, I haven't had Chinese food in a long time. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Now I can start planning a good Chinese place. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing that I think guys can do.
That's a good point.
It doesn't always have to be food. What if you said, hey, let's meet for drinks? Let's go meet here. You know, a place that has a good cocktail bar. But pick some place that also does food. And so that way, if the conversation's going well, if I'm out with High Vibe, right, I'm still High Vibe here. If I meet High Vibe for the first time and I pick a place that has some good cocktails, we're having a conversation, conversation's going good, I might say, hey, are you hungry? Mm-hmm. They have a really good menu. You want to get something to eat? We can sit here at the bar and eat, or you want to get a table and then see how it goes. Because you don't want to plan your first date to be a full dinner, and especially someone you've not talked to, and now you're stuck for 45 minutes. If you know in the first five, this ain't going to work out.
Now, Zoe says, Terrell has it right. Communication is key. If we're having lively conversation, some ideas will pop out. And that's why I'm totally with you. I am not all about the only texting. I'm also not only about the phone conversations, right? I get it. In this day and age, that's the next thing, right? But at the point, it was like, I like to have face-to-face conversations. Why? Because your nonverbals will tell me so much more than anything you say on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see when you have that eye roll. When I tell one of my corny jokes, I want to see that eye roll.
Hey, I've had people unmatch me because I've said, look, I'm a talker. Yeah. I can do this for a little bit, but I don't want to start and have a relationship where I get what you doing text message all day.
WYD.
Right. Let's just pick up the phone and call me. Hey, you going to be free tonight? Let's chat. I'd rather do that. Hear about your day. Because I'm going to have a lot of questions. And I don't want to go back and forth about everything. Right? Especially when you're trying to get to know somebody. It's hard. Right. So if you have a conversation, you're hearing a little about some things that they like. They're hearing about what you like. You should have some ideas of a date.
Sarah says the key to asking where do you want to eat is asking, guess where we're going to eat? Then whatever she says, you go there. Unless she says, Waffle House?
Mm-mm. I don't want to watch a fight on the first date.
Hey, it worked for Russell. It wasn't the first date, but it worked for Russell Wilson. But people were like, oh, I can't believe he did it. Like, hey, Sierra's from Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. Waffle House on the first date? No.
No. Waffle House after the club? Yes. Dorica says, I like breakfast or brunch dates. Those are... Okay, the breakfast is great. The problem is asking a woman to a breakfast date usually implies something else, especially if you ask it the day before or the night before, right?
You've been out the game for a while. You've been out the game for a while. That's what it means to you. A breakfast date could mean that both of them have priorities throughout the day that maybe breakfast was the only time that they were free and let's meet and go get breakfast. So it doesn't mean what you mean. But here's what I like about the breakfast date.
Yeah.
There's no alcohol.
Right.
It's not brunch. Breakfast date, brunch, you're 100% alcohol, sober. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we've all been on dates that were bad, but like two or three drinks in, we're like, you know, they're kind of cute. They got nice hands.
Yeah. She ain't got them extra long fingernails. I can work with it.
Yeah.
The brunch date, though, here's the thing about the brunch date, especially if you go to one of those all-you-can-eat brunches. You really get to see a lot about a person when they have the option to eat all they can. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, I would be...
And drink all they can, because bottomless mimosas?
Yeah. I think brunch dates are fun. Mm-hmm. And I still also like the interactive first dates. Again, it just depends on who you're meeting. Maybe y'all can go do something that's interactive, mm-hmm. not just let's go have dinner and a drink.
Now, High Vibe had an interactive date. She said, I had a first date at a whiskey tasting, one of my favorite dates. Do you remember it? I'm just saying. you might be misremembering this. Lois Lane says, I let the man pick the restaurant. I don't share my favorite restaurants unless I really like him and we've dated for a while. I don't want people I don't like ruining my favorite spots. I knew you were going to say that because the minute you said...
Yes, if you and your girls go to a place every Thursday, don't tell him that place because he's going to pop up one day after you've already told him no or ghosted him or whatever. He's going to pop up. Oh, you're here? Yeah. What a surprise. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Last name first says, fun food experiences. Exploring a new international cuisine can be a lot of fun or very risky.
Very risky, depending. Because what if his system just doesn't handle Indian food that well?
Okay, it's funny you should say Indian food because what I was going to say, and this I grew up on this. We knew that you don't eat everyone's curry.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. And you got to be careful when you eat curry in a restaurant because if it was left over from the day before, that date ends very fast.
Yeah. So that could be a gamble. Could be a gamble. You know, here's my thought is you pick a place you both haven't been before.
Mm-hmm.
That way you get to try something, a place maybe you've always wanted to try. It doesn't have to be a Perry's level, but a place you always wanted to try. When I moved to Lincoln, Nebraska, I didn't know anybody out there. Mm-hmm. So I just started asking people, where can I get a good steak? And I just had this list of all these, everywhere that they thought was a good steak restaurant. So if I met somebody, I'd say, hey, have you ever been to such a place?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, I haven't. Well, would you like to go there? That way, if the date was great, I got a chance to have a nice steak at a cool place. If the date was bad, I checked off a place off my list. And I still was a good night.
You like the steak was good. I'll be back. Not with her, though. Hey, Lois Lane says, hey, Terrell, WYD.
See? So I'm like, no, you pick up the phone and call me. Hey, Terrell, I'm calling you in 10 minutes. I want to see what's up. But don't be texting me all day, every day.
Hey, James says they have food at strip clubs. They do.
You know, but if y'all had some conversation and she's like, you know what? This might sound weird to you. I really like strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. You can take her. Mm-hmm. But don't take the girl who's like, what do you do on Sundays? I sometimes only go to church and then I go out and do some stuff in the community and then I work out and then plan for my week. Don't ask that person, hey, well, after church, what do you say? We have brunch at Girls, Girls, Girls.
At Magic City. I had 11 pepper wings off the chain.
I got some ones burning a hole in my pocket. Let's go out.
By the way, Happy Gardner says, I'm a brunch girl. And guess what? You don't stop dating after marriage. Absolutely true. Yeah, you gotta keep dating because, whoo. Now, High Vibe does ask this question. We talked about the whole breakfast thing. What if you were rapping till the sun came up on the phone and then he said, want to grab breakfast?
Why not?
Now that makes, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
My thought, never mind. I won't go back to it. I'll leave it alone. Sarah says buffets on a first date are a no.
Agree. I don't do buffets in general because too many hands, it's not sanitary. That's a bad place to go. A lot of times you get food poisoning from buffets.
Mm-hmm. Michelle says if they have bottomless mimosas, it's on, which speaks to brunch. Like Lois Lane says, brunch is for me and my girlfriends, not you, Buster. We got new.
I love brunch. I love brunch. Mm-hmm. They got some really good brunch places, man. I'm all about a brunch.
It's funny you should say that because Sarah's like, most straight guys don't like brunch. No, here's the thing. I want to say that's a misconception because you know why? If women are there, men like it. Plain and simple.
Right. Where are the women at on Sundays around noon? Brunch. Yeah.
As an event planner, I've never planned for, all right, how do we get the guys here? Ever. I don't give
you
a
by getting the women here. Get the women here, guys will come.
Matter of fact, I remember when I used to do club remotes. I'm like, fellas, stay at home. The women are out here tonight. Y'all stay home. We good. We full.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why all those clubs, women get in free. There's a reason.
By the way, Matt says, I may be an old 40, but brunch says friend zone to me.
Nah, I'm an old 49 and brunch is A, delicious. B, it's a great date.
I remember I was in Richmond and end up taking this girl to brunch, right? Now, we were all about food. It was only about food. I got a good food partner. I can go test out these new restaurants. That was it. Yeah. So I don't know if we friend zoned each other. We just were like, you know what? Food is good. Let's eat.
Yeah.
But I don't see it as a friend zone spot because it's, unless if she's at the table looking at every other man that's walking around there, then yes, you've been friend zoned. But other than that, keep her attention. Look at me right here.
Yeah.
Right.
If she's there, you're not friend zoned. Mm-hmm. That depends on what y'all talk about and how she treats you after that. But she's there. Be in the moment.
Now, that was on the first date ideas and places. I don't think we ever gave anything that was really way outside of the food. But at least we have some good ideas in there. Like, do you think cooking, one of those learning to cook, the cooking classes is good? You notice everything we've said about a first date has had to do with food. Does food have to be involved in a first date? Or could it be putt-putt golf? Could it be something else?
I said Dave activity date. Yeah. Remember ping pong? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm competitive about air hockey. And so if I met someone that's like, I'll crush you at air hockey. I'm like, okay, Dave and Buster's it is. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I'm about to get some coupons.
Now, Zoe says, my favorite date was an immersive movie experience where food and drinks from the movie were served. That's interesting because I've been to movie theaters where they serve actual food and I never eat food there. I only get popcorn because when I eat, I need to see my food. And the movie theater is too damn dark. And I have visions in my head of what's in a movie theater. So
Well, I think it all depends. You got to go to iPick. Have you been to the iPick before?
Mm-mm.
Okay. iPick theater is amazing. I'm
picking it.
I bartended there some years ago. Mm. Scratch Kitchen. It's not like your Alamo Drafthouse type food. It's not bar food. I mean, it's really good food.
Yeah.
Now it's expensive, but what you pay for dinner and then going to the movie is about the same that I pick. The chairs are comfortable. There's lights so you can actually look at your food. You have a waiter. Just press a button. They come bring it to you. Mm-hmm. And then what's great, they control the noise in there. So let's say if you wanted a bag of M&Ms during the movie, they're going to bring it to you and they're going to pour it into a rocks glass. Mm-hmm. That way you're not going to make noise tearing the paper. I pick is dope. Okay. I like it.
I might be able to take my wife there because she hears everything in a movie theater.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this till probably our fourth movie. And I just saw her getting irritated. I'm like, what's wrong? Them. Yeah. I was like, yo, I had to figure that out because she actually went on the dates with me to the movies.
You know,
it wasn't our first date. Our first date was food and a lot of conversation. Baby Doll says, I like first dates with limited distractions. They think that's a good idea. Like a walk in the park. It gives you a chance to be your true self.
It does. Mm-hmm. And it's just a good walk and talk, mm-hmm. right? And again, you can walk and talk. And then after the walk, maybe like, hey, you want to go get a smoothie or are you hungry? I think it's great. Makes you just feel more relaxed. It takes the pressure off. Because I think sometimes people put a lot of pressure on that first date, especially if it's at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe it just helps people just stay comfortable.
Dorica says, I think a sip and paint is a nice idea for a first date. It really tells you something about somebody, whether they're artsy and if they're not. How do they deal with, especially if your painting looks better than theirs? It tells you a lot about a person, right?
Well, I mean, I think you're not competing, I guess, in the painting deal. It's just, mm-hmm. hey, you know, we can do it. But I think it's a great, I've never done that. I would love to have a date where we do the wine and painting. I would love to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Last thing, ice skating. Chocolate Pseudo says, I love air hockey, Terrell. Cinebistro, Cinebistro, sports games. So there are all these great ideas, a lot of great ideas in here for what it is for the first dates. So doesn't always have to be food, but food is what seems to come because everybody got to eat, right?
Everybody got to eat. You hungry? Yeah. You got to eat. Mm-hmm. Especially unlimited brunch, all the bacon I could eat. Mm.
And by the way, just to wrap everything up in a shell, and this came in early, just want to share this real quick before we get out of here. Chiquita says, my husband and I just had this conversation. On our first date, we went to the movies and TGI Fridays, which Terrell would say, no, bad choice. I later learned from his friend that on first dates, he used to take girls on expensive dates.
Well, it depends on how long ago they were married, because TGI mm-hmm. Fridays actually used to slap back in the day. It was really good. Nice. It was a cool bar atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's just not what it used to be back in the 90s, mm-hmm. I would say. So it depends on how long they got married. But that is interesting that if you used to take people to the fancy place all the time, maybe, and this has nothing to do with her. I just think maybe he realized it's not about the place. Let me focus on the person. And he met somebody that he enjoyed so much, even though they went to Fridays, mm-hmm. that he fell in love. And they got married. I can't wait to see the movie on Lifetime. Beautiful.
He said, if she likes this, we good. I'm marrying her. And final question. Matt says, are you picking her up for the first date? I know that was the old school thing, but in this day and age,
no.
I don't think a lot of women want to know that, let you know where they live.
I don't think you should do that. I think for women's safety, don't let a guy pick you up for the first mm-hmm. date.
Yeah,
because you never know. He doesn't need to know where you live right away. You know, if you like this guy or not. Uber, meet there. Don't let him drive you home on the first date. I'm just thinking about safety.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. Now, the more you get to know each other, the more comfortable you get. I get it. But and if he asks you to come pick him up, don't date him because he don't have a car.
Hey, look, hopefully we were able to give you some answers that you can use there, Baby Doll. Appreciate you sending that in. By the way, everybody that's in here right now, do us a favor. Hit the like button. And if you're not subscribed, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell for notifications so you know when we do this again. We're back. We're going to keep doing this. We love doing these. I think successful first one, Terrell.
I feel good about it. This was fun. Because mm-hmm. I didn't know how we, you know, the recaps are one thing because we know and we have an idea what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where this was going to go as well as I didn't know what the comment section was going to be like on this. But this was fun. I can't wait to do it again next week.
Yeah, no, indeed. Looking forward to it, man. I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yep. And again, send us some of your random thoughts. It's from the Bullshit Fire Internet. We will talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers.